Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
On our last visit to Murondoy, Unique suggested to Dinah that a Big Brother Big Sister program may help motivate the young people in Murondoy. Many persons, including Simon and Patsy, turned up at Sunny's house to air their problems. Bibi wasn't pleased, but Simon assured everyone that the council would look into their problems. Afterwards, Patsy warned Simon about Pepper, and he abruptly ended the conversation. When everyone had left, Bibi assured Sunny that she would support him no matter what. As we return, Mala and Anil are visiting Sunny and Bibi.
Mala and Anil, me too happy for see you.
Glad to be here, Miss Bibi.
Daddy, I hear Murondoy people stressing you out, bye.
Bye. Every little thing never show up here for.
Some of them just ridiculous. One lady come here the other morning for tell Sunny how she can't find she cat and she dog.
Yeah, serious?
And if y'all think that one ridiculous, another one turn up here for ask me if me can talk to your child father. How he spending more time with the wife than she.
Man, that's really ridiculous. You sure you can last 2 years as village chairman, daddy?
Me intend for last, Anil. Me not gonna let Murondoy people kill me out.
And me gonna make sure them not kill him.
Well, I guess that's all part of the job, eh?
Yeah, man.
If me was village chairman, half them people not bingo show up here. Cause me bingo put one big padlock pon me gate after certain hours.
You can't do that, baby. You never know when they might have an emergency.
That's true, man.
As long as the village not burn, he can wait till next day. Why you come and wake Sonny 1-2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, he is very...
Me have to tell one of them the other night how he a diabetic and he need the rest.
Miss Bibi, you really serious?
But in that case, was a real emergency. The lady wake up and the front of she had flood. And it's all because of some people doing construction next door who full up the drain with cement.
I don't know why people keep doing them nonsense, you know. They just keep leaving we open to more flooding.
People stubborn and don't want to listen.
Well, all are we gonna suffer if they continue? We need the drains and trenches so that the water could flow.
And we need them to be clean too, because if they're full of garbage and stagnant, it make no difference.
True, Marla. That's why I'm glad we got this big cleanup after the Pagua Mila.
Oh yes, I looking forward to though.
Everybody got to practice some common sense.
That's so true, mommy.
Yep.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, man.
I always hungry these days. Breastfeeding Mina is the reason.
Oh, look how she get more fat. Bibi, this girl's asleep just like a you.
Yes, that me pick me.
When she wake up, it gonna be bacchanal. Right away, she gonna want the bobby or the bottle straight in she mouth.
Well, she get that from Sonny.
Well, she gotta forget something from Alawi.
Mala, come help me in the kitchen.
All right, Miss Bibi, I come in.
Daddy, let me take a drink one time.
You know it's coconut water for me. Can't take no chances these days, boy. I ain't trying to raise my sugar at all.
All right, man, I hear you.
Auntie Myrtle? Why you didn't tell me you were coming?
I was just by my friend Joan up the road, and seeing I was in the area, I just decided to drop in.
Oh.
So how you doing, Alexis?
I'm trying.
How's the studying coming along?
Not bad.
You're home alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
How are Mommy and Denzel?
Everybody's okay.
Good.
So, Malachi started on your papers yet?
He's still working on it.
Oh, I see. I guess you would be leaving before the year is out, since he's a born American.
I guess so.
Alexis?
Yes, Auntie Myrtle?
You sure everything all right?
I just got a lot on my mind.
I see. You know you can talk to me about anything.
Well, the truth is, I haven't spoken to Malachi in a few days.
I thought you guys used to talk every day.
We used to, but lately, he said he's been busy with the business.
I see.
Auntie Myrtle.
Yes, baby?
You know that feeling when you think somebody is hiding something from you?
Yes.
Well,
you think Malachi is hiding something from you?
Look, I don't know what's going on, but I think he is.
What do you think he might be hiding from you?
You promise you won't tell Mommy or Denzel?
I promise.
I think he has a child. A baby.
Oh?
He claims it's his godchild. But every time I call, the child is always there. And not only that.
What else?
He ain't found me papers yet. One excuse after the next.
I'm so sorry to hear about your troubles.
Yeah.
I'm sure Malachi will come through for you. There must be some explanation for that child. You shouldn't be worrying about things like this.
I'm just wondering if everything he told me was a lie.
No, don't think that way. Is he coming home anytime soon?
He might be for Easter.
Well, good. Then you can ask him all the questions you need to ask.
I guess.
Why don't you come and visit with us sometimes? You know we would never turn you away, Alexis. You are family and we love you.
I will try.
Looking forward to seeing you soon,
okay,
right?
Okay, Auntie Myrtle.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
So we're having a big Pagua Mila.
Yes, Anil. And clean up after. The village council and the school children doing the Green Generation Project.
That's nice, Dad. That all of Miruda could come together like that.
I know, man.
I can pitch in whichever way I can.
Good, good. We're going to need all hands on deck.
Yeah, man.
So, what is it you want to talk to me about?
It's about me and Marlo.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me I run into problems already.
Nah. It's not really like that.
So what?
She wants her other two children come and live with she. They feel like he's sick or something, and he asked you to help out more with them.
Oh.
But I ain't sure, man.
So which part you ain't exactly sure about?
It's tricky when you're dealing with stepchildren.
Hmm.
Things going real nice with me and Marlo. Next thing them children moving with we and problems start. It's not like them is little children, you know. Them children is 13. I think they're going to be 14 this year.
Wow. Me not realize they get so big already?
Yes.
So you're frightened to play stepfather role?
Teenagers is a lot of work. Mina got a long time before she reached the stage. I didn't expect for be dealing with them now.
So you don't want these children living with y'all?
Look, me might have to come and spend time. But not full time, man. Me are ready for though. Besides, me and Marla is still newlywed. When you got big children in the house, it could cut up your runnings.
Why? Why?
I just happy with me, she and Mina for the time being.
You express this to Marla?
I just tell she I gotta think about it. But I know she expecting me to say yes.
And if you tell her no, then what?
She gonna be upset or no? Who knows what it gonna do to we marriage?
Well, I gonna give you a piece of solid advice here. You gotta tell she how you feel, and the sooner, the better. One of the things that can kill a marriage fast is not expressing exactly how you feel. Alright?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't want to hurt Marlo. I know it's a long time she dreamed of having her children living with she. But she was so young, the big man decided the children better off with he. But now that he getting sick and so...
Why is he complaining?
Cancer.
Oh, jeez. Soon as you turn around, it's somebody else with cancer.
Yes. He got to do chemotherapy and all that.
He gonna make it?
Guess we got to wait and see.
Well, I hope he make it.
Me too. Because if he kick the bucket, that mean them children really got to come and live with we. I just ain't ready to deal with that.
So, Miss Bibi, you ready for the Pago Mela?
Yes, man. It gonna be nice. Nice to see everybody come together in the village.
Yes, and then the big cleanup after. Village Council and the Green Generation children, they coordinating
me
it.
Me don't really know too much about this Green Generation thing.
Well, it's basically them teaching school children, you know, proper garbage disposal practices. Like separating the garbage into organic and inorganic. Hand washing and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yes, yes, you're right.
By the time Mina turn big, it gonna be a totally different generation. I think that they gonna be far more responsible with what we gonna do with the garbage, because they gonna be learning it from small.
That is how we supposed to tackle nothing. Start with them children.
Yes, so true. I can't wait. Oh gosh, it's Mina first, Pago.
Oh yes, you gotta dress you up.
Yes, of course. Me want nobody throw water on she though. Next thing you know, she catch a cold.
A beer and powder man put all kind of color on she.
Oh yes, yes. I gotta make sure that I take plenty pictures though, so I could show she when she get big.
Yes, Marla. So everything good with you and Anil?
Yes, Miss Bibi. I can't complain.
Good. A dummy like here.
You know I got two other children though.
Yes, them twin. How them do?
Well, the father, he not too well. He got cancer.
Oh, me mama! What kind?
Prostate, I think he said.
He a take treatment?
Yeah, he's supposed to start. But, you see, the thing is, he asked if the children could come and live with me and Anil till he get better.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Miss Bibi, I worry though.
Why?
Deep down, I don't think Anil want though.
Oh.
Miss Bibi, you could talk to you for me. You know, as a mother. Look, this is maturing. And you know how long a dream of them coming to live with me. I hope the father make it. But at the same time, I'm glad for they come and live with me. But I got to convince Anil. So please, please, if you could talk to you for me, Miss Bibi. How do it for me. Please.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.